revealed seemed both translucent and pus-colored, with speckles of blue beneath like cheese. He had a fine crop of liver spots. There was almost no flesh on him at all. The Shadow Master rested his hands on the surface of the sphere. The lights inside became excited. The surface shimmer climbed his fingers, covered his hands. His fingers sank into the globe like hot rods, slowly melting their way into ice. He grabbed the worms of light and began twisting. He began to talk in a conversational sort of voice, of course using a language that nobody recognized, though the Daughter of Night frowned and leaned forward, as though she was able to puzzle out a word here and there. The Shadow Master summoned a shadow. I could not see it. It was inside the pedestal supporting the globe, but I felt it. There wasn't much to it, but it was very, very cold. The Howler dropped to the floor and leaned closer to watch. Narayan and the Daughter of Night stared, bemused. The kid took a few steps forward. Singh moved closer to the door for a better angle of view. Long Shadow spoke for several minutes, his eyes closed tightly. As he finished, the brightness inside the globe began to fade. He opened his eyes and stared out southward, as he'd done 10,000 times before, watching the area illuminated by the mirrors. She is the darkness. I wasn't looking at the brat. Not that darkness. A very special darkness. A surprise darkness that should not have caught me that far off guard, considering. Soul Catcher. She stepped in through a door opened by Narayan Singh as though she had been about to knock. Long Shadow wasn't ready for this. Not at all. He was surrounded, totally betrayed, before he realized Catcher had arrived. I clung there with all the power I had to resist Smoke's terror. The little shit whined and repeated, "She is the darkness," like that was some mantra against the fangs of the night. "The game ends," Soul Catcher said, in the booming, basso voice of a crier in an amphitheater. Then she giggled like a teenaged girl. "It's been hard work, but worth it. I really like my new house." Both those sentences arrived in the voice of a little old man who keeps account books. Long Shadow was caught, trapped, pinned like a butterfly on a collector's display board. He was surrounded, outnumbered, and didn't have a chance, even if he was the greatest wizard who ever lived. Which he was not. Even so, he did not surrender. He knew his value. His mind was not clouded. She dared not kill him because the Shadow Gate would collapse. I had to give in to Smoke. I had to get this news back fast. I really needed to get it to Lady fastest, but there was no way. Long Shadow moved slowly to pick up his gloves. As he began to pull one on, Soul Catcher said, "I think not." Her voice was the velvet tenor of a tombstone salesman. "In fact, it's time." Long Shadow's right pinky was crooked, as though it had been broken and badly set a long time ago. The nail looked like a bit of rotten, dried-out, blackened spinach leaf. The Shadow Master flicked that little finger. The nail flew off just as Catcher said, "Time." I shook my ghostly head. You never see everything. In one eye blink, that nail became a shadow, filled with hatred for the light. Smoke's wriggling.